Welcome to the System Speak podcast, a podcast about dissociative identity disorder. If you are new to the podcast, we recommend starting at the beginning episodes and listen in order to hear our story and what we have learned through this endeavor. Current episodes may be more applicable to longtime listeners and are likely to contain more advanced topics, emotional or other triggering content, and/or reference earlier episodes that provide more context to what we are currently learning and experiencing. As always, please care for yourself during and after listening to the podcast. Thank you.
Our hotel room is 76 degrees.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened to the snow?
It was snowing.
And the mountains.
Those are gone.
Is yours working?
I think so.
Hello?
Hello?
It's loud from the air conditioning.
Yeah, is that going to be too much?
It's the air conditioner that is not conditioning and it is not air.
I think it's working because it's gone down half a degree.
It is so hot.
Yeah.
And not snowy mountains?
Not snowy mountains.
Welcome back to Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, so that really is my only complaint so far. Because we actually had a really easy day.
We did.
We were supposed to have to leave the house at like 3:30.
A.M.
A.M.
Mm-hmm.
But our plane was delayed and delayed and delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to sleep until 7 or 6:30.
Yeah.
Got out of the house at 7. Parking was not that big of a deal. A little bit more than we thought. They lie about the numbers.
Yeah.
They did not tell the truth about how many parking spots are available.
No. They said there were 80 on the floor we parked on, and we were lucky to find one. So I'm not sure where the other 79 were hiding.
In the top secret parking section.
Maybe.
But we got there in plenty of time. We had a little bagel.
Mm-hmm.
It was cozy. We just got to, like, even security, there was no line.
No, there were like three people in front of us.
It was so easy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think backwards, which is hard. I feel kind of blurry. We got to our gate and it was basically time to get on the plane and we got to fly first class,
mm-hmm.
which is not always a thing.
Right.
So that was fun. We had the best oatmeal.
It was so good.
Plain oatmeal is the best. Who knew?
But it was fancy plain oatmeal because I think it had like some sort of chia seed or something in there.
It had chia seeds, walnuts, pecans.
Brown sugar.
And they had this lovely little lemon toast and almond butter.
I still have my lemon loaf in my bag.
It's so good.
Because I put my almond butter in my oatmeal.
Oh, clever.
It was good.
And I just listened to the plenary on the way. Like some last minute cramming. Let's just listen a couple more times.
I know.
It's getting close.
So close. I listen to OG episodes to help you get more back up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even
the plane ride was easy and it was like half an hour, even though it was delayed several hours, but then we landed half an hour before we were supposed to with the delay. So even the plane ride was shorter.
Well, and we knew the delay was happening, so yeah. We didn't have to go to the airport, which is different than being stuck in the airport, which is unpleasant.
Yeah.
So it was a strangely smooth experience.
Yeah.
We even made jokes because it's like, when does the universe just say, hey,
right?
Take the day off.
Yeah. And then we ended up getting here so that when we got to the air, to the hotel, we got here like 5 minutes after we could check in instead of several hours before we could check in. So it was just like perfect timing all around.
I think this is what happens when you are relaxing and not actually pushing. I mean, you collectively, all of us, you, not just you specifically.
Yeah.
The whole thing about pacing, because that's the other thing. We have worked, you and I both, we can back way up. That's what we need to talk about. You and I have worked really hard at pacing things and resting. Like, we have been painting our new office.
Yeah.
But we did not finish painting our new office.
Nope.
We painted some and rested some and painted some and rested some. And so I'm actually more rested for this trip than I have ever been for any conference.
That's a big deal.
Right?
And you'll keep resting. And I have strict rules to let you rest a lot on Saturday night.
Sleeping Saturday night.
Lots of sleeping.
The conference actually starts tomorrow. There's one that we talked about going, but every time we have tried to hear that speaker before, it was really slippery in a that's too close to attachment wounds kind of slippery.
No, it's talking about children.
Oh, right.
And see, like, oh, it even talked about need phobia, like phobia of needs and phobia of feelings. Like, oof.
Yeah, no. Right. Why do we need to hear about that? So we decided that maybe pacing a recap later where we could literally just listen to a chunk at a time and talk about it would be healthier for us than trying to go and push through a whole day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to have a resting day and a play day, maybe.
Maybe go to the pool.
Maybe go to the pool.
Although there's no hot tub, which is very sad.
There's a piano bar.
There's a piano bar. A dueling piano bar.
Oh, my favorite. Such memories. From back in the day.
Any memories you want to share?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. What else?
Well, tomorrow's going to be our resting and maybe some learning, but at a good pace day.
Did you say sunburning?
Some learning.
Oh. I was like, I don't want to get sunburned.
No, no sunburn. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, actually, so it might not be sunny at all.
Oh, that might be nice, though, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with our air.
Mm-hmm.
But we called, and we're waiting to see if it's cooling off now.
I hope so.
I don't mean to keep coming back and complaining. It is that it has been a very grounded, noticing kind of day. So it's interesting because I think I'm really aware of the air because I was so grounded in everything else. Like, we landed here and it was like, oh my goodness, our trees are back.
Yes, the short round trees.
Short round trees like me.
Yeah.
The Northwest in the United States has very tall and pointy trees.
Mm-hmm.
So being in Texas, even though I did not live in Texas, I'm like, oh, there's my trees and everything is green. And our very first mission was
queso,
find the queso, which we did.
I'm so sorry that we moved you to a place that has bad queso.
It's not that it's bad queso, it's that I don't know what this California influence on the Northwest has done to queso. It is lovely, it is just not at all the same thing.
No, it's not. I will say that, it's not the same. It's good in its own right.
It's much like DID and plurality. There's something that's just different. And also both are lovely. I'm kidding, because funny enough, we actually just saw Matt Robinson in the lobby.
We did.
And got to meet him in person. And I need to find words, but I do want to say it was a really good conversation. And it's tricky because we were getting ready for the panel, right? We're about to do a panel. I thought the panel was going to be online. I think it's not going to be online.
Oh, it's only going to be in person?
I think it's only in person.
Okay.
But still, being anxious about that and about the response to that and wanting to understand, it was really helpful to be able to meet him beforehand. And actually, there are like so many different ways. It really helped with my comfort level. And also it feels difficult and tricksy in that I was not like recording a podcast interview. And so I know like listeners don't have the same experience I had, and I don't know how to translate that to say like, this was actually really good and really safe and really helpful. And so I know there's like a huge experiential gap between where people are and what I experienced and our lovely meeting today.
Yeah.
But maybe he can come on the podcast later. Like, we need to get through the plenary first and the panel first, but maybe later down the road or something.
Yeah. Can I tell them that we were in pajamas?
Oh my goodness, I can't even. We were in pajamas.
We just snuck downstairs. We were in like jogger pajama pants and like a t-shirt. And you had your house slippers on. And we were just sneaking down to look at like where the conference is gonna be, look at the rooms and stuff. And then
we had our hair pulled back in ponytails, completely relaxed, completely not trashed out. What is the word for like just in pajama
casual,
day?
Casual.
Super cash. Because we wanted to see where the plenary is going to be. And like you said, where the conference is going to be. So we went on recon.
Yeah.
To stake it out, see where things are, how to find things, right. The room I'll be speaking in, all the things.
And then we were just going downstairs to find the little store down there to grab a thing before we came upstairs. And wouldn't you know it, in the 5 minutes we were in the lobby.
We have been here for hours.
Uh-huh.
Went downstairs for like 30 seconds. Seriously, just walking through, only stopped because we saw Matt Robinson in line and we were like, hey, here's my digits because we need to talk some more. Because
he was in line to check in.
And very graciously was kind to spend a moment with us.
Yeah, so kind.
He really was. And we do want to have more conversations, right? It's really important. And so I got a piece of paper to write down my phone number so that we could meet later this weekend. Seriously, we were only there out of this. We have been here. What time is it right now?
We've been here for almost 4.5 hours.
We have been at the hotel 4.5 hours. We were in the lobby maybe for 2 minutes. Tops.
And we ran into first Matt Robinson and then
our therapist.
Like, they had just gotten here.
I did not see my therapist. I saw your therapist. So that does not bother me because I like your therapist. My therapist-in-law is amazing.
She really is.
Right? I also have a good therapist. I just don't hang out with her in lobbies.
Yeah. Well, I
don't want to ruin her vacation.
Right?
Except for all the texts I've already sent. I have sent a lot of texts. This is what you say in the South. You need to know this if you're going to be in Texas this week.
Okay.
You say, bless their heart.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Because I've actually had a lot going on. So I just keep saying, hey, can you hold this piece, please? Hey, can you hold this piece, please? Hey, can you hold this piece, please? Like, I don't usually bother my therapist a lot unless you and I are learning things and I just send emails.
Yeah, that happens.
But I am not like a text your therapist kind of way because that would acknowledge having needs.
And acknowledge maybe an attachment?
Stop saying that. There's no attachment. It's fine. I have it under control.
Okay.
But seriously, there's several things. Like so many things I want to catch up on. One was that I don't even know where to start because listeners have heard episodes this week that we recorded like months ago. So we need to catch up a little bit. One is that I did actually, I emailed Michael Salter twice and was like, hey, what about the panel? Hey, what about the panel? He did actually send questions what the panel is going to be. I was like, whoa. And he said, you can also add questions. I asked people in the community. I feel like it's fine. It's structured well. It's the panel turns out to be about online spaces. And here's what's really important to understand about Michael Salter. Is that he is a huge advocate for the dignity of people and survivors, and he also does a lot of political work for governments understanding the impact of what, how do they say it, child abuse
material
and exploitation materials. Mm-hmm. That's what they call now child pornography,
right?
And he advocates for that, like even at the United Nations and with different governments, like that's what his work is.
Yeah, which is so important,
right? And so the panel is about these different influences of online community, not in a negative or exploitive way, but in a how can we help, how do we make this safer, how do we tend to the community? How do we protect people online? Like, I think those are really important conversations. And so I appreciated that I finally got those questions, and I feel so much better about it. I also then, after we got the questions, heard from Matt Robinson, had a meeting with Matt Robinson, and it was good. It was positive. I really think that it's a good conversation. And I actually just also enjoyed him as a person.
Yeah.
So I felt safe. Oops. I felt safe. Mm-hmm. There are reasons why I felt safe. And I will talk about that with Matt himself. Like, I don't want to speak for him. Mm-hmm. Matt can speak for himself just fine. And maybe we can talk about that on the podcast another time. But for now, that is happening. There were also things from you and I working through OG episodes, mm-hmm. both about my first therapist, about Africa, about
avoidance,
things that were really big that I had to just keep passing off pieces to my therapist.
Like origin stories of parts. Like there were some big pieces that came up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good. And also, as part of caring for myself and pacing, I have to just pause that because I have to get through the plenary.
Yeah.
So trying to tend to that and trying to pace. I was good about communicating to the therapist of, hey, here's a piece. And she's just like, I got this. I got this. Ooh, I got this one too. Thank you. Like just filing it away wherever therapists file it away so that it's okay. But it's not in me, which feels good.
Yeah.
So I'm actually super relaxed and feel like fairly confident and comfortable, at least right now.
Until you saw your therapist in the lobby in pink when you were wearing pink house shoes.
I was wearing pink house shoes, but I did not see my therapist. See I her. Saw your therapist. I don't know if I my therapist is here.
I saw her. She saw me and she saw you.
Oh, snap. I was not trying to ruin her vacation.
She knows you're here.
Right. Why? Oh, right, because I'm speaking. Oh, boundaries. Goodness. We have good boundaries, though.
Yeah.
I feel safe and comfortable. I really do.
Yeah.
But also, it's good to have some support.
It is good.
I drew an accidental parallel about that, and you were like, ooh, that smells like attachment. And I was like, no, it's not. But, like, I did not have...
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to talk about this, but I'm going to say it. I did not... Like, when I graduated high school, I was valedictorian, but there was all kinds of family drama going on, so it was actually a really terrible experience. But I could not walk at any of my college, grad school, PhD. None of those did I get to walk for my graduation. And this feels like that. Like, for me, it is a restorative experience. And I don't mean putting that on my therapist. I mean, in myself, I feel that. And it feels good to have safe people here helping it to be a safe experience. People are emailing me in support. People are calling me in support. And to have, just to have people to not be alone in this experience is huge.
Yeah.
And having the space to just experience, hey, I've been saying this for 5 years in different pieces. Let me put it all together and say the thing. It feels like a graduation.
Yeah.
In that kind of way. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, such a big deal.
And it feels good to have people. Like, people who are here, people who are not here. And again, I don't just mean our therapist, but I mean, like, we have friends here. We have friends online. We have friends texting and emailing and messaging on the community. Like, I feel much better than I knew I would. It's not Sunday yet.
Right. There's still time to fall apart.
There is plenty of time to fall apart. But right now, I feel better.
Can I say something?
It looks like you're going to.
It's almost like you have your chosen family here.
You said you listened to an episode about that. Yeah. What was it?
Well, just talking about realizing you get to reclaim your story and you get to tell the secrets that aren't yours to tell, and that you get to have community that hears your story and that shares their story, and that feels like chosen family.
Yeah.
And you've done that.
These are my people. Yeah. Not as in mine, like I own them or objectifying or possessing. My people as in I choose you back and we're in this together.
Right.
And that feels good. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
There's also still plenty of time to fall apart.
And if you fall apart, there are people to help you not fall completely apart alone.
Right. Right. I have no idea if I can pull it off or do it well.
You will do amazing.
The support has meant everything and I think makes it possible. The panel, getting the questions and hearing back from Michael Salter so that I know what we're supposed to be doing, that helps a lot and I think we'll be fine. I'm not worried about it anymore. Talking to Matt Robinson, I don't at all mean to like speak for Dr. Robinson. Like, I can't speak for him. I'm not trying to defend him. He doesn't need me to defend him. I'm just saying we had a very serious conversation. It was a good conversation and I feel better about it. Okay. Even though I know all of this is unfolding and that repair and healing takes time.
Yeah.
I think all of those things together played in an intersecting kind of way, in a way that has felt very stabilizing, and that has helped tremendously. Like, I think it's because I feel solid in myself that this is who I am. These are the things I want to say because they're the things I know and have to share. And I don't really care who likes it or not. I'm just here to be myself.
Yeah. You are an effing cheetah.
Explain that, because I don't know that they've heard that. Why do you keep reminding me about the cheetah?
Well, it is the first chapter in Glennon Doyle's, is that her name? In her
Untamed?
Book Untamed, where she is watching a cheetah that's caged and comparing women in relationships and in life that are not so satisfying to caged cheetahs versus wild cheetahs. And you are a wild cheetah. And the quote at the end of her story is, you are a fucking cheetah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that that's come up because that's the other piece that's really big and settled, is that Nathan brought the boys last night. Yesterday they got there. They're all having spring break at the same time. What are the chances of that? And so he's with the kids while we're here, but we stayed up last night to really talk about things, parenting things, co-parenting things, but also uncoupling things and sort of working through that, negotiating, what does this mean? What does he need? What do I need? What is that going to look like? And just moving forward with that in a way that is him being supportive because he understands and cares, and me trying to be gentle because with a hard thing, like how do you be gentle with a hard thing? But knowing that it's the right thing for me, that I cannot progress in my healing while keeping myself on the blanket. And I know that's oversimplifying things, but at this point, like as an adult woman, it's me keeping myself in the cage.
Yeah.
And I just can't anymore. I cannot.
And you do such amazing things when you're not in the cage on the blanket. Like, you are an amazing person that does amazing things.
Aww.
Really.
Well, it was a good conversation. I was surprised that neither of us even cried, but I think we really have felt all the things we need to feel. And I know that there's more. I know more things will come up, but he's got a good therapist and is understanding me and where I'm coming from. And it's not been a quick decision. It has been 5 years, if not 10, literally from the moment at the beginning, right? Unfolding. And so it just feels right, and it feels safe, and it feels good, even though it also feels hard and even sad in some ways. But we really were just able to talk through it. And it was important to me to do that, I want to say final conversation, but I don't mean that I won't talk to him anymore. He's a good friend and we're co-parenting, so of course I'll talk to him. But it felt like a final conversation, like the final conversation as a couple. But it was just safe and gentle and okay. And so it felt important to have that conversation in person. And I don't mean to speak about him when he's not here. I can talk with him about it another time. But it was a huge tab to close.
Yeah.
It was important to say the things in person, even though we both already knew them and have been talking about them, and to look at some paperwork, to look at different things and just pragmatics. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. So the rest of that I can deal with after the conference. But me, all of that to say, like, a lot is really going on in the background and people just don't know.
Yeah.
But of course they don't know. I mean, they know if they listen to the podcast, but like, that's not what we're here for. We're here for the conference and to learn together and to learn from each other and to connect, which is where the learning from each other comes in. Like Matt Robinson in the lobby of all places, right? Or therapist. Or yeah. Looking forward to seeing friends later in the week.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about any of that?
I am excited to see you in your element. Because I know you're nervous now, but when you're presenting, you're going to be amazing. Like, you'll have on the right shirt for that. And it will go so well.
We went down to the ballroom, the Star Ballroom.
It's huge.
It is big. It's a big space.
Yeah.
But it's a smaller crowd this year because Texas, which we don't need to talk about. But that's the other thing I think people need to remember too, just for context, that these things are planned way in advance. Mm-hmm. So I was asked a year ago to be one of the plenary. But before that, last year I was not on the conference committee because I didn't do anything with ISSTV last year. I took the year off from everything. But, once the conference had happened. But I was on the, I have been on the conference committee in the past, and we're planning like 2, 3, 4 years ahead. Mm-hmm. And so things like which hotel we're going to stay in or which city we're in, that's all determined way in advance and can't really be changed last minute. Like, it's just really hard.
Yeah.
So it is tricky, and I understand that it's a sensitive thing and a sensitive topic, and that really we just took Texas and should give it back. But other than all of that.
But they have such good queso.
Do you know what else I'm super excited about this trip?
What?
It's our first trip together where you could, like, legit sign.
Some.
Is that too uncomfortable to brag on you in public?
No, you can brag on me, but you're over bragging because it's very, very few words. It's very messy, and I forget things.
Learning a language is hard, but you have been studying sign language very intentionally, and you can sign enough now that you're making sentences, that you're understanding me, that we can communicate on the airplane or when I don't have my ears on. Like, it really brings a new shift in our relationship of just accessibility in a different way. And for me, it's super exciting. I know for you, you're like, why would I ever need to count past 20?
You guys, once you get past 20, it gets really complicated in sign.
Just for a minute. Once you get to 26, then it's the easiest language ever.
Well, then I'll just skip 21 through 26, and then we'll just jump ahead.
Oh my goodness, but it's really been lovely. Like, a whole new nuance and layer to our relationship. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it matters to me. One, because I want to be able to talk to you even if your ears are off. And
yeah,
two,
baby.
And two. And two, because it's your first love language. Like, it's your love language, your heart language, soul language. I don't know how to say it, but it's like your...
My soul language,
your
that's
soul
what
language.
I say.
That's important to me.
It's very kind, and it's been super fun.
Yeah.
The other thing that was super fun, I feel like this has all been out of order, but it's part of the settling, right? Like, we have a lot of shirts all over the place. Everybody is very excited to be here.
Literally. The hotel room is so messy already.
There's so much happening. So, between the two of us, we brought 5 suitcases and 2 backpacks.
Yeah. For 6 days.
There are clothes.
Yes.
There are plenty of choices of clothes. But there are also Lego and stuffies and markers and paints.
Washi tape.
Of course.
There's no guitar, though. Bummer.
I really wanted to bring my guitar so bad. So bad.
There's a lot of variety of things.
Baby blankets, lots of things. So it has certainly been an adventure, and I feel like even this conversation is part of it. We're like, here's all the things to tell that we want to share and update everybody. But instead of having like a list, like sometimes we really can think clearly in lists, so we make a list. Instead, it's like all these horizontal tabs, and I just keep clicking on the wrong ones. So it's not very coherent. It's not very in order or structured. And also, we are still settling.
Yeah. Do you know those, like, charts they make now with word mentions, and, like, words that are mentioned a lot are really big, and then others are small, but it's just a whole bunch of words all over?
It's a word cloud.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do it with the podcast.
Oh,
on the podcast
cool.
page.
Well, that's what this episode is like, a word cloud of just, like, random things.
Matt Robinson! Stuffies! Queso!
House shoes! Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I did not see my therapist. My therapist might not be coming.
I saw her. She is here. Oh. I promise she's here. Therapist in the wild.
Therapist in the wild. Hey, we are therapists in the wild.
We are, but
I
none
forgot.
Of our people are here. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think any of my people are here.
I forgot for a minute that we were therapists.
Well, maybe you're not the therapist.
Having trouble accessing all the things.
That tab is closed for right now.
Because we do want to learn stuff because we want to be better therapists.
What? Where's my cricket noise when I need it? No, I'm kidding. I'm excited to learn things too. Like, where's the good queso?
That's what we're gonna learn. All the important things.
Mm-hmm. But to be fair, the service in our room is really terrible. For some reason, we're like in a dead zone.
Yeah, we cannot get phone calls or messages, and we have fake wireless.
Yeah,
I feel like for all the things that have been good, the things that are hard are really hard. Like, I could see you and I easily getting into some sort of attachment miscommunication crisis just because our phones aren't working.
Oh my goodness.
Like, we have, is that private, our little bracelets?
No, you can share.
To help with attachment when we're not together, meaning like when we're still working at different places for one thing, or when you're not at our house, we have these little bracelets that you can touch them and it buzzes the other person, mm-hmm. so that you know that you're remembering them. Because it's really interesting with object permanence, we like how can we know we're remembering all the things or communicating out loud that we're remembering, and you have the like inside out attachment object permanence of how do you say it? Because I'm going to say, I don't want to say it wrong. Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Oh my goodness. So fast. No, I forget. I think people don't remember me when I'm not there. Like, I disappear.
I think because that's what's happened. Oh, sorry. We're not doing therapy right now.
Right.
But the bracelets have been really sweet and helpful with that. Like, it's been a very supportive and experience. I was worried it would be too intrusive, because to deaf people, a buzz against your body means wake up. It's like mm-hmm. an alert, an yeah. alarm. So I was worried I would not be able to translate it, but it's actually been lovely. But it requires proximity to our phone yeah. to work, and our phones are not working, so I'm worried about the bracelets.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know up front, I love you, and I remember you, and I'm thinking of you.
I love you, I remember you, and I am thinking of you.
If only it were that simple.
Oh, right.
Why is it so hard to hold on to?
Trauma.
We could go to that session in the morning and learn.
No.
Okay. We will not.
I mean, yes, we could.
So that is attachment phobia, emotional phobia, and parts phobia. There were four. What did she say?
Need phobia.
Need phobia, attachment phobia, feelings phobia, and parts phobia. This is Ana Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Unimpressive. I mean, it's very important information. I just don't want to hear it.
Hey.
There's a reason I don't work with children.
This is good boundaries.
Yeah.
Good boundaries. We've seen it in other presentations when she's done it before, mm-hmm. so we can recap it someday when we are ready. We don't have to do it now, and we could do it like a slide at a time. A slide per episode.
That would be such a dysregulated episode. Or slow.
Right. I was thinking about what other episodes are coming up, but after we kind of get through March and April and all the ISSTD experiences, then is it May, I think, is a whole series of recap episodes that were super painful.
Yeah, from the original, the OG episodes, from talking about avoidance and Dante.
The disaster since. So I think those are coming up in May, unless I'm like, nope, 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 we're going to push those back another month or five.
Yep.
Because they've been recorded for a while. That was an example of us pacing, because it was like one or two episodes, but we really just did a little chunk at a time and took breaks, which for you and I was a big deal. Like, there was sometimes weeks between. Days between.
1 week between, I think.
Oh my goodness. Anything else for updating? we're in Texas. We made it here safely. Our flight was super fun. Saying no to the things, and it's really hard because I do love these people, but I'm like, I just focus on the plenary.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing this year.
The plenary is taking almost all of your conference spoons.
It is. You know what? This has not aired yet, but I talked to Rick Koffler again because Protectors,
mm-hmm.
which is what's coming up in May. We're going to talk about Protectors in the end of April and May. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. But I asked him to come on because he said something on the listserv that I thought was really important and needed help saying. And he was really helpful. But we talked about the plenary and about how it's actually when we feel most integrated or most fully ourselves or at our best or safest or most expressive in therapy that we're actually at highest risk because we're vulnerable, because we're actually taking up space. Right? You just stuck your tongue out at me.
Well, it was attempting to not throw up.
It's hard, right? So I don't say that as a threat. I don't mean it as a threat. I feel like I'm safe. But I feel like I'm safe because we've worked hard at pacing. We've worked hard at saying no. We've worked hard at resting. And we've worked hard at connecting with support. And the whole community from all kinds of places, friends, therapists, like everybody has been so beautifully kind and supportive that that has helped me be connected enough to feel safe enough to feel strong enough, to be safe enough to say the things.
That's a big deal.
I don't want to just disappoint everybody. Yes, it's nothing I haven't said before. Like, it's all the things.
Well, I don't know. I can listen to your episodes over and over and get lots of new things out of them. And I've heard other people say that they can listen to the same thing over and get a whole new piece out of it the second and third and fourth time. So sometimes repetition is good.
I have tried repetition to get ready. I feel like I'm as ready as I could be. I'm still gonna make mistakes. I'm still gonna be nervous and have trouble getting started. I always have trouble getting started. I'm still going to say the wrong things or push the wrong buttons or make mistakes, but also I'll just get through it.
Well, yeah.
And I feel like the plenary won't be as hard after that. Like, my answer to any question at the plenary would be like, did you not just hear me speak for an hour and a half? Like, how hard is that? That's easy, right?
Yeah.
So the panel should be a piece of cake.
Okay. The panel after the plenary will be easier. I did check for sure, and it is not online right now. They say it's not going to be online. So
I'm glad we're on a new year. I feel like our years start with the conference because we met in Seattle at the conference.
We did, like in person. We'd met before that online, but legit in person. For reals.
So this is our third one.
Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
What do you think of that?
I'm excited. I think it'll be the best one yet.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're good at napping now.
Napping or mapping?
Not mapping.
Okay, I was going to say. We are clearly not good at mapping. But napping, yes.
That's one thing I was going to say before we finish. Is, you know what I felt like? I felt like packing to come here was its own kind of mapping experience.
What?
It's like, okay, presenter needs to wear this to present because this is what presenter always wears to present. And then Dr. E needs 6 days of clown clothes. I learned that from my therapist about masking.
Are you admitting that there's a presenter and Dr. E and they are different?
Hush, child.
Okay.
And so Dr. E needs 6 days of professional clothes. And also, then you were like, well, we're not going to be out there for everybody the whole time. We're going to hang out in our room, too. And then it's like, well, I don't want to wear those clothes when we're just hanging out. No. So then who needs, like, comfortable clothes? And then there was a big battle over, like, 5 different kinds of pajamas. And then if we're going to have pajamas, we need stuffies. And if we're going to have stuffies, we need toys. Like, it just all went downhill from there.
Right. And all the art stuff for journaling.
Are you going to journal? We have so many supplies.
It was on my list of supposed to need for the conference.
Wait, so then does that mean if you do journal, it's fawning?
No. No, it was my list of saying what I needed. Someone said it, but nobody liked saying it.
So legit question, how do we make space for, your eyes just got so big. No, we do not take up space. That is the cardinal number one rule. You have just broken it. Seriously, how do we make space to be intentional about that, even if gentle and pacing, by not doing all the things? Don't go to every single session.
Well, if we keep ourselves so scheduled that there's no time for journaling, that is perfect.
So less structure and less scheduling. How does your planner feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those eyes. Those were not big eyes. Those were dagger eyes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's hard, right? I love you.
I love you.
It's not hard to love you, just to be sure everyone heard that correctly inside there. It is hard to be tending to ourselves.
Yeah.
It is hard to have a good week when it is also stress, right? Like, one thing that we talk about with clients, even who don't have dissociation, is that good stress is still stress.
Yeah.
So this is a super fun week. We are as ready and confident and prepared and calm at the moment as we could be. And also it's still a lot has happened the last couple weeks, months, year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is happening this week.
Yeah. And a lot's happening the week we get back too, because we're moving to the new office.
We will be moving to the new office. How do you feel about that?
It's exciting and scary. Excited and scared.
Are you holding both?
Yes.
That was the other piece I was going to share.
What?
How our personalities, not just like DID, but our personalities have shown up so perfectly. Because, can I say this, or is it a bit like a big reveal later? I don't want to.
No. You can.
So we have painted our office. Well, it's in process of being painted.
Yes.
Like all the different rooms, right? But there's different color schemes and a pattern, a thing we're doing very intentionally, even though it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in your office, you have painted 2 walls this beautiful, soft, calming dove color. Just a gentle, not quite white or cream, so soft and gentle. And 2 walls of this very soft blue that is brighter than a baby blue, but I think will be beautiful with the new love seat we found on sale. High five. And some of the grays in the furniture you already use. Plus, we have artwork to go up, right? So,
right.
Theoretically, we're going to do a very cool thing pulling it all together.
Yeah.
Very much your soft and gentle self. My office, all 4 walls.
All 4 walls.
Are like highlighter yellow. Hello, world!
It's not quite highlighter.
Well, it's somewhere between highlighter and neon.
It is quite yellow. It is.
Yeah. It is so beautiful. And it makes me so happy.
I'm so happy.
I walk into there and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy in this room.
Tell them what your children said when they walked in.
Oh my goodness. So there's different colors on the walls, kind of a rainbow thing. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
So kind of a rainbow thing, but not necessarily in order, right? And it's not finished. So the waiting room has that same, like the neutral walls are that soft dove color, right? But on one wall in the waiting room is the yellow, and on the other wall is a soft green, not pastel, I don't know how to explain it.
Right.
But a soft green, and together, well, especially because we're not done, it's a lot, but you're walking past the yellow, so it's not as on until they sit on the couch.
Yeah.
But you walk into the soft green, right? Mm-hmm. So the kids had seen me priming, and so they had been there and knew this was unprocessed. Yes. They had seen the red and gray, which I can't even with the John Mark episode. We're not going to talk about that right now. But they had seen this. So it was their first time to walk in with color.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked in and saw the soft green. And they were like, oh, this feels so cozy. And then they walked through the like middle big room. Mm-hmm. And then they got to your office. And they walked in and looked around. They're like, oh, it feels so soft and safe. And then they walked over to my office. And they walked in and they were like, whoa, Mom. Goodness, it was so much.
Well, it's beautiful because it makes you happy, and that matters.
It does. Well, and for context, this is just me, and I'm sorry to bring my trauma into it, but my mother was so depressed, and she had lots of reasons to be, like, to be fair.
Right.
But also, it was the 80s, right? So, like, all that brown furniture and brown floral, but flowers.
Yes.
And all the curtains closed. Like, it was very, very dark, even when I was out and about in the house. So, like, I had this aversion to, like, please, can we just... And boy, did we brighten it up.
Yes. You brought the sun. Like, literally, I think you brought the sun.
Oh my goodness, it is so bright, and it makes me so delighted. I love it.
Yeah, and we will calm it down with accessories and artwork and other furniture to make it good.
It is so good already, much like yourself, already good enough.
So wonderful. I'm sorry.
You are so wonderful. I'm not sorry. It's good. We have also been working really hard on artwork, painting some things.
You've done so many amazing paintings. They're so pretty.
Well, it's something we have to contribute. There are lots of ways we cannot contribute. I can play with paint. Mm-hmm. Not paint
not
on walls.
Wall paint. Just amazing, beautiful, detailed artwork.
Not wall paint. Who knew? As Who it knew? Turns out.
No, it's probably different shirts.
Kids aren't supposed to paint whether they're inside or outside is part of the problem.
I doubt John Mark is the one that's doing all of your pictures.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean different shirts, yeah. Paintings.
Yes. Well, yes. The person putting paint on the wall is not the same as the person doing the pictures on the canvas.
I'm really sorry about that episode. Yes.
It was so sweet. It's okay, really.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not saying I have forgive you. I'm saying it's really okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're here.
We made it.
Pre-conference starts tomorrow.
Wish us luck. And queso.
And queso. So much queso. We will have some adventures. We will share some adventures. Cannot promise we will go to all the sessions. In fact, we're trying hard not to go to all the sessions because we need journaling time. She's shaking her head at me.
So awful.
I love you too.
Thank you for listening. Your support of the podcast, the workbooks, and the community means so much to us as we try to create something together that's never been done before. Not like this. Connection brings healing. And you can join us on the community at www.systemspeak.com. We'll see you there.